This is Cross Hope with Randy Snyder. Cross Hope is broadcast daily and shares 5 minutes of hope and encouragement from the Word of God. Our companion website is www.crosshope.org. Now, with today's uplifting message, here's Randy.
Well, before I share the message today on Cross Hope, I need to tell you a story about the story. Do you remember a famous painting by Norman Rockwell of showing 4 U.S. Marshals escorting a little girl, an African-American girl by the name of Ruby Bridges, into a school in New Orleans, a famous historical incident in the city of New Orleans, and there were 4 U.S. Marshals taking her in every day? Well, as it turned out, in one of my former ministries, actually in Texas, one of the members there was the daughter of one of those 4 U.S. Marshals. That picture took on a whole new meaning after I found that out. So when you hear that story, I want you to just have that idea of that this is a real story out of real history in the United States of America as we continue this message from Jeremiah 37. God bless you as you listen. I want to talk about what it means to stand alone. I want to give you a powerful story to begin with. Do you remember an incident that happened in New Orleans? When the New Orleans public schools were integrated for the first time, and there was a little girl named Ruby Bridges who was brought to school every day at 10 to 8 with 4 U.S. Marshals, 2 in front of her and 2 behind her, that escorted her into school to protect her as the school was being integrated for the first time. And what intrigued me about that story is not just what she told me, but this that I read later. Here's Ruby Bridges' mother said this in an interview. She said, there are a lot of people who talk about doing good and doing the right thing, and there are a lot of people who argue about what's good and doing the right thing, but then there are a few people who put their lives on the line for what's right. I love that statement. And I think of Christian people who like to talk about doing the right thing, and there are Christian people that are willing to argue with you. They'll fight you over what's right and what's wrong. But there's only a few people that are willing to put their life on the line and say, this is what I'm going to do. And standing alone means you're going to have to stand alone in your family, stand alone at work, stand alone at school. And that's not to psych you out and say, you know, this is terrible. It's an honor sometimes to have to stand for the Lord and say, I'm going to stand for the Lord. And I'm willing to stand alone. And that will happen. If it hasn't happened to you, it will happen. But here's the message. When you stand alone, you're not really alone. When you stand alone for the Lord, you're not really alone. The Lord is with you like a mighty warrior that I quoted earlier. But I want to tell you a powerful story to illustrate that. Rusty Stevens was a director for a Christian organization known as the Navigators in Virginia Beach, Virginia. He said, one day I was feverishly pushing the lawnmower around our yard, and I wondered if I would finish before dinner. My 6-year-old son, Mikey, walked up and without even asking, stepped in front of me and placed his hands on the mower handle. Knowing that he wanted to help me, I quit pushing. The mower quickly slowed to a stop. Chuckling inwardly at his struggles, I resisted the urge to say, get out of here, kid. You're in my way. Instead, I said, here, son, let me help you. As I resumed pushing, I bowed my back, leaned forward, walked spread-legged to avoid colliding with Mikey. The grass cutting continued, but more slowly and less efficiently than before, because Mikey was helping me. Listen to this. Rusty says this. Suddenly, tears came to my eyes as it hit me. This is the way my Heavenly Father allows me to help Him build His kingdom. I pictured my Heavenly Father at work seeking and saving and transforming the lost, and there I was with my weak hands helping. My Father could do the work by Himself, but He doesn't. He chooses to stoop graciously to allow me to co-labor with Him.
You've been listening to Cross Hope with Randy Snyder. For more information about this ministry or to re-listen to any message heard on this broadcast, go to our website at crosshope.org. Be sure to join us at this same time each weekday or listen at www.crosshope.org. Cross Hope is listener-supported and is produced by Cross Hope Ministries, Incorporated.